And then we heard about these people going berserk in Kent, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And they're tipping over cars, and they set the armory on fire, and they're doing all the stuff. They cut the firemen's hoses so they can't put the fire out. And we hear this every hour. And then I got to work one night, and somebody told me that a couple of National Guardsmen who were at Kent State had gotten killed. And I thought, oh man, there's going to be hell to pay now. And then we ended up hearing on the news that there were those four students that got shot dead, right? Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, we've been hearing about the trouble for 3 days at the place prior to this. So when we heard about the dead students, nobody had anything to say about that. Because we had gotten, I guess collectively and individually, we got so tired of hearing about this stuff that, and even this one guy who was really liberal about everything, absolutely everything, he had nothing to say about it. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you start hearing about the stuff that was going on prior to the National Guardsman shooting, and as the whole thing was an interesting irony, because one way to avoid going to Vietnam was to get yourself into a National Guard unit, mm-hmm. because they didn't go, or getting into a reserve unit because they didn't go, okay? And another way of avoiding going to Vietnam was staying in school.
Yeah.
And so you had people who were in school and they had deferments, and you had National Guardsmen who had gotten to the Guard for maybe avoiding going to Vietnam, right? And here you have these two groups. And then, I mean, you know something about what was happening. I heard about some of the crap that was going on and the taunting of those National Guardsmen. And so when that happened, we were just sick of hearing about all that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that there were very many of us who had very much confidence in the South Vietnamese military.
Mm-hmm.
But we still felt that we had an obligation for our people. And so that's why we worked hard to keep track of where these North Vietnamese and Viet Cong radios were, because the radios were associated with certain units. And if you saw we had planes that went around and around up in the sky, and up there there'd be somebody who was a direction finder person, and he would make these fixes on a radio. And if you had three fixes, then you could locate the radio to a fairly small radius, right, where it was. And if you saw this particular radio getting really close to one of our bases or something, well, that was a sign that maybe something was up, you know. And so we did good work. We really did good work. But meanwhile, you're involved with something that people didn't think would succeed.